Dear friends, we are continuing our previous year. This is the third shiur. We're discussing the Maase of Pinchas. We already saw Neftalos Mitaras Hashem, and now we will continue based on what we learned in the previous two shiurim. Again, based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagon Hagadol, Rav David Yitzchak Manset Tzal, in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, State, as they say in the yeshivas. It says that Pinchas saw. What did he see? He saw the Maisa, and he remembered the Halacha. What Halacha did he remember? That Habol Aramis, if one has relations with a non-Jewish woman, Kanoim Poginbo, Zealots may take his life. Pinchas, when he did this, it was shalom b'rtzon chachamim. Chachamim were not happy with this ma'isa. They wanted to be menadahim. They wanted to put him in chayrim. They wanted to excommunicate him. But then Ruach HaKodesh came up and said that he and his seed after him will have an eternal priesthood. So it's hard to understand. Chora, maybe the rabbis aren't happy with him. En rocham nochei menu. They don't like this Kanaim Poginbo. They don't think he's worthy of Kanaim Poginbo, whatever it may be. But mehechi teisi chiyuv nidui. Why should you be menad to him? Why should you excommunicate him? And then if there was a chiyuv nidui, what's this baskol, this Ruach HaKodesh that says, I'm going to stop the nidui? And also, what do we bring from this pasuk? Not from the pasuk of Pinchas ben Elazar, ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshiv HaSchamasi, B'Kano HaSkenasi. Why do you have to come on to V'Hailazarach HaBrizkunasolam to say that we shouldn't put him in nidui? What about the pasuk of Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Heshiv HaSchamasi B'Kano HaSkenasi, that he turned back my anger and he took vengeance? It's also great. It's also a reason not to put him in nidui. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. It would appear as follows: that it's shalom b'tzon chachamim explains the Pnei Moshe and the Torah Tamima, that since hanishal ain moran lokain, if somebody asks, we don't tell him to do it, like we see in the Sugin Sanhedrin, because the Hariga has to come, only because it's Kinas Hashem Tzvakos that's burning within him, to be Mekane L'Shmo Yisbarach. Hashol, Shenad Ramach Mesechrecho B'Dover, one who asks, who doesn't do it, because he feels like he has to, he feels compelled, but rather it's because Min HaShemayim they told him to do it. Ein Harigas Hashlem Rak Mitzad Kinas Hashem. So his hariga is not a perfect hariga. He's not only doing mitzad kinas Hashem, he's doing it for, if he's asking, and it's not only mitzad kinas Hashem, he has a psak from a rabbi, you see that it's not coming from this compelling force within a person to be zealous for God. A person is zealous for God, he doesn't ask any questions. If he's asking questions, there's a lack of kinas Hashem here. And therefore, ein ruach hachamim nochei menu. Ayin Sham and the Mepharshim. So according to this, based on what we see in Sanhedrin, that what is Vayar Pinchas Ma Ra? So we have a Mal Norma there in the Gemara that says, Ra, you know what he saw? Shabbat Malach Vehishchis Baam, and Malach came and started destroying the people. And even if that's not the parish of Vayar, nevertheless there was a Magefa, and this Magefa came because of Hashem's Charon Af. It was anger, kviyachol, and the only possibility to prevent the magefa was to kill them. And the only time you're allowed to kill these people, Cosby and Zimri, is if there's going to be a fulfillment of the din of Kanoim Poginbo. Like we see in our sugya, that they all forgot the halacha and they all broke out into tears. They all started to cry. They didn't know what to do. Because hischila negef, the plague started. And then they forgot the halacha, they didn't know what to do. and they couldn't stop the magefa, couldn't stop the plague. And in this case, if normally ein rucham nochemenu, the rabbis are not pleased with somebody taking vengeance because he might not have pure intentions, it's not only going to be kinnas Hashem. Yitochen ariga sheino legamrei tahora. Could be that it's not going to be pure. It's not only going to be kinnas Hashem. Here, where they knew that their killing of these people is going to stop the magefa, it's definitely clear that that's why they were being killed. And definitely ein rotzen cham nochemenu. It's aser. It's more than ein rotzen cham nochemenu. It's aser. Because it's not just maybe your intentions aren't pure, but definitely your intentions aren't pure. Now it's just being done to stop the magefa. And that's why they wanted to be menada Pinchas, because he killed Shelo Kedin. And from this you have a limud which is noyre v'oyom, that even though because of Pinchas there was a prevention of the Jewish people being destroyed, but it's against halacha. It's against halacha because it's not being done with the pure intentions of kinnas Hashem. There are all the other motives. It's aser and yischayv nidui. So in this we bring from the pasuk of Vayitzor Lo'lazar Agach Korinus B'Yiskunas Olam, like it says in Yerushalmi, that a baskel came out and said, no, it's Ruach HaKodesh that said that he and his seed are going to have an eternal covenant of kahuna. Why? Like it says in the end of the pasuk, Tachas Shekinei Elokav Yechaprov in Yisrael. Because he was Mekane Lelokav, A, and B, by Yechaprov in Yisrael, and he atoned for the Jewish people, which is the removal of the anger that brings the destruction from the Jewish people. And it says in the pasuk there are two separate things. There's a Shekinei Lelokav. He was Mekane for Hashem. In other words, he was Pogebahem. He killed them. He booked the spear into them because he was Mekane Kinnas Hashem. But they weren't yet dead. Vayechaper al b'nei Yisrael. Now he's Mechaper on the Jewish people. That's when he actually killed them, when he threw them on the ground. And it says Asher Kinnas Elokav Rashi's B'Shvil Elokav. These are two separate things. One is that he was being Mekane for Hashem, pure Kinnas Hashem. And also, when he killed them, he stopped the Chema of Hashem, and he saved the Jewish people. So the Kinnah of Pinchas for Tzimri, the zealousness was only because he loved God. Asher Kinnah Lelokav, it had no Sheichas to Vayechaprel B'nei Yisrael. Vayechaprel B'nei Yisrael is a separate inyan. It was just Kinnah Lelokav. And in such an instance, he does kedin, and therefore he was not excommunicated. And that's why I bring this pasuk, because it shows that he had pure intentions. And that might be the pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Did you see this Puti ben Puti? This ben Puti, his grandfather, was Mefatim Aval Magod Azari, descended from Yisro. It's not his mother. No, but the pasuk says Pinchas ben Azar Kohen, he's descended from Aaron. So he said, so he's still descended from the Avo of Edward Azar, was Yisro. So now, since the Magefa started, it's Mistaber that it was only Pogea. It started with the people who have Sheikhas to Avod Azara. And Pinchas, who was the grandson of somebody who was an Avod Azara, definitely Sheikh to Avod Azara. And therefore he's worried about the Magefa. And therefore he did what he did because of Kinnas Hashem. And therefore the Pasuk says, no, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Arkoin had nothing to do with him being afraid that he's an Avod Azara and that he's going to be harmed. No, it was pure. He's coming from Aaron. And therefore he did it purely for Kinnas Hashem, and therefore it was okay. So there's two inyanim here. There's the Kinnas Hashem, and that was pure, and then afterwards throwing them on the ground and killing them, and that's in order to be remove the kinna from Bnei Yisrael, from the chema from Bnei Yisrael. And now we understand why we only find out about the Magefa when it says the Magefa stopped. We asked in the previous year, what's going on, or two shiurim ago. It says the Magefa stopped. We didn't know there was a Magefa in the first place at the end of Balak. So based on what we said, the Pasuk is telling us that the Maisa Pinchas had no Sheichas at all to the Magefa. And Pinchas did what he did as if there was no Magefa. So first it tells us what Pinchas did, and only then it tells us about the Magefa. And that's why it says in the pasuk, "Vayevarchu Yisrael el akuba veitkorat shneim es ish Yisrael v'es isha el kavasa v'teyotzer magefa me'al b'nei Yisrael." So he was just doing his kinnus Hashem, and then automatically the magefa stopped because now that they were killed, the magefa stopped. So yes, the killing stopped the Magefa. That wasn't Pinchas' intention, and therefore it doesn't say it. It doesn't say there was a Magefa and then he went and did what he did, because that would imply that he was doing what he was doing because of the Magefa. No. He's doing it with pure intent, with pure intentions. And the pasuk is telling us that after they were killed, now the plague was halted from Bnei Yisrael, and those who died in the plague were 24,000. So now it's telling us what. First, it's telling us his intentions were pure; it wasn't about the plague. And then it tells us, and there was a plague, which was stopped, and 24,000 people died. But it only says those things afterwards, because it's telling us that that wasn't his intent. Just the fact that they were killed, now the plague was automatically stopped. Pasuk writes about for the second about the isha. Vesa isha el kavas. So, like we said in the previous shir, that the killing of Zimri had two inyanim. One is that it was kinnas Hashem, and two, that it removed the chema and the Jewish people were saved. When it comes to the woman, she wasn't killed because of kinnas Hashem. She had no din of kanaim pogim bo. There was just to stop the anger on Bnei Yisrael, because they were all dying. She was a Rodefis. They were all dying because of her Maisa. So therefore it says, the Israelite man and the woman in her stomach, he got the woman in her stomach. There, the only reason is, and the plague was halted from Bnei Yisrael. So for Zimri it was both in Yanim, but for it was only that. And therefore it says, and the woman into her stomach, and the plague was halted from the Jebez Bnei Yisrael, because that's what it was affected. But that wasn't his kavana. Pinchas's kavana was to be Makane Kenes Hashem. That was his kavana. And he did it by putting the sword into the two of them. And that stopped their Maisa. But they're not yet dead. And then, now they're killed. Now they're thrown on the ground and they're killed. So why was she killed? In order to stop the Magefa. She's a Rodefis. Maisa Zimri's also a Rodef. And we said he's allowed to kill him because he's a Trefa. And he's allowed to kill her because she's Rodefis as Bnei Yisrael. But this Maisa Kanos was only because of Kinnas Hashem. The Maisa with the sword. And then the Maisa afterwards was in order to save the Jewish people from this Chema. You needed both. You need the Maisa Kanos, but there's still Chema. The Jewish people are still in danger. So that was Pinchas' intention. His intention was purely Kinnas Hashem. And now they have to be killed out to Rodfim because they're endangering the Jewish people. And Memela Batel Tzer Magefa. We also understand why the Pesukim didn't say the names in Parshas Balak. Parshas Balak, we don't know who they are yet. We have to wait a whole week to find out who they are. Unless you picked ahead. And in Pinchas, after the whole Maisa, how great Pinchas is, it says what his name is, what her name is. He was in a Sibay Sav the Shimoni. She was the daughter of a very chush of a Midianite king. In Parshas Balak, We're talking about the chait of all aramis. And in general, the Torah doesn't want to be farsim osei chait. Those who sin, the Torah doesn't want to publicize. Like we see the makal, the makoshish, what are their names? The Torah doesn't tell us. Ashegen, in Parashas Chinuchos, we're talking about the schar of Pinchas, which is dependent upon him turning away Hashem's anger and venging his vengeance, being mekanei his kina. Like we see in Pesukim Yal, Pesukim Yid, Pesuk Yal, Pesuk Yid Gimel. And that's the Ramban, that his schar was, he was mekanei l'Hashem, and he gets stuck with the Jewish people. So they're like, Abay Hashavas Hachem, we have to be mefarit. Why was the Chema dafka now? Earlier on, many of the Jews were Baal Benos Moav. There was no Chema, there was no Mageifa on this. Therefore, it tells you why. You know why? Because he was in a Sibay Sel Shimoni, and she was a Bas Melech. And therefore, it's a really disgusting thing. And that's a reason for the anger that was nullified by Pinchas. And it's only explained here, because we're trying to say, why did Pinchas get such a big schar? You know why Pinchas got such a big schar? Here we're talking about Pinchas' schar. You know why he got such a big schar? Because they did something so horrific. They did something so deplorable. They did something so reprehensible that it was only because of Pinchas' heroic act that the Jewish people were saved. And Memele, he gets so much schar. So stand to me, farsim osei aver, we don't want to do. But to explain the schar of Pinchas, you know why Pinchas got such a big schar? Because they were such important people. Therefore, it's so horrible what they did. Look in the Ramban, maybe that's what he means. So, Mirtz Hashem, we have one more leg on this journey, a short leg, and I hope to finish, can't promise, and Hashem should just give us life and Simchas Chaim and everything we need in order to serve Him be'emes. Shalom, 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 shalom.